I am your host, Alex Jones, best-selling author and investigative reporter. Jim Marrs is going to be in studio with us. He's already here, just arrived minutes ago, to break down a lot of key intel on the development of global government and where the New World Order wants to take us 50 years after the murder of JFK as well. And we're just going to cover the NSA scandal, Obamacare, the eugenics agenda, the global awakening that's happening, and take your phone calls with Jim Marrs coming up in the second hour. In the first hour, I intend to get to the news, and there is a lot of it, and try to open the phones up and start going to calls by the last segment of this hour. Where to begin? If you go up to Infowars.com, then after the break, we'll talk about some of the news that's up on DrudgeReport.com. But before we get to that, if you go to Infowars.com, we have a lot of news we're going to be breaking down today. Texas police assault legal gun owners. Amazing video from downtown Austin that our reporter Jakari Jackson shot just yesterday. Captain America battles DHS terrorists in the new film. Amazing new plot of that. We'll be hearing that special report. The really big news, NSA propaganda video among highest downvoted percentages in YouTube history. 8,900 to just 100 and something likes. I've never seen anything like that, pun intended. Also, the big news, leaked video, FEMA preparing military police for gun confiscation and martial law, and more importantly, also on the video, suspension of the Constitution. That's coming up. Also, massive barge on San Francisco Bay, likely secret Google facility. There's no likely about it. I made some phone calls this morning to my sources in San Francisco. They said it's well known the Google employees are out there passing through government security to board the barge. So Google is at least in there, and it's hooked into Google glasses. They're doing it off the coast, claiming it doesn't violate law to spy on us from an offshore base. Admiralty, letter of mark. And NSA surveillance of Merkel's phone may have been monitored for 10 years. Well, it's admitted it's been monitored. All that and more coming up today. And then I'm also going to deal with the deniers. They denied Obamacare was a giant screw job. They denied the black boxes were going in the cars to tax you by the mile. The Department of Transportation said that 15 years ago. I covered it on air, like 1997. However many, 15, 16 years ago. It's all on record they're establishing a private corporate world government. It's on record our government created al-Qaeda and funds them and protects them. I mean, look at DrudgeReport.com. States move to tax miles, black boxes and cars, tell trips. Oh, my goodness, who could have imagined the black boxes, once they got in by law last year, were going to track us by the mile when they were designed for that? Germany already does it. I mean, that's what's so frustrating is that I sit here and go, here's all these Pentagon press releases and articles about how they're training to take on the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans. Here's AP, Reuters, Fox News, CNN. Here's the document. By the way, we broke it. And people are in the YouTube comments on the videos going, this is ridiculous fear-mongering. None of this is going to happen. And then when it happens, it's like, well, we need to take the guns. There is a criminal takeover going on. We're going to cover all of it here today and give you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it is truly the best of times, the worst of times. A lot of great things are happening, but we're seeing the heights of evil, not just the heights of liberty and the heights of resistance against tyranny. So big transmission lined up today, and valiant member of the military police, because in a world of universal deceit and cowardice, not being a coward is a universal act, to paraphrase George Orwell. We've got the video of FEMA preparing to confiscate your guns.
Everything we said came true. Everything we've done has been right.
Coming up, we're going to get into the story that's the top article on DrudgeReport.com from the Los Angeles Times. States move to tax miles. Black boxes and cars tell trips. I remember reading the Department of Transportation and MIT documents that were public, but not in the news, 15 years ago on air and being made fun of, where they said, we're going to mandate worldwide, not just here, that these black boxes are put in, and then when you go get your inspection, you'll be given a yearly fee as to how far you've driven. And then they're also talking about doing it by your insurance company, making you put a box in the car. And these boxes also track how fast you go, where you go, the things you do. And there's other systems as well. But now it's being announced that indeed they're going ahead with this. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand something. I knew 10 years ago from David Steele, a retired CIA individual and others, that Google was really a complete above NASA, above Space Command, because that's where the shadow government resides, tip of the iceberg of a huge submerged spy system. And, of course, now it's out that they've got barges off the coast, Google does, spying on everything, because they're already preparing for laws to be passed to stop spying. They're just going to do it off the coast through the devices inside the country. This is an offshore globalist operation, quite literally. The globalists are above the law. They have diplomatic immunity. And you have to understand that these are social engineers whose ideology, if aliens attacked the planet, you would hear on the news why they attacked us if we knew and what their ideology was and what made them tick and what they stood for. How do we ever expect to beat the globalists if we don't know who they are, what they stand for? And they've told us they think so little of the general public and have such little faith in humanity that they are completely public about how they put cancer viruses in the vaccines and design GMOs to reduce fertility and wreck our genetics within three generations and how they're destroying society by design. They were quite public about how Obamacare wasn't designed to work. It was only to double and triple the profits for offshore insurance companies and shut down their competition and set up death panels and reduce care and fully bankrupt the old system and bring in total fascism. We knew Obamacare wouldn't work. We knew healthcare.gov wasn't going to work. It was designed to fail so that you just keep begging for something free and all you get is the bank levy. All you get is your tax-free fund kept. All you get is your wages garnished, and that's all being announced, just like we told you. And people still say, fix it, Obama. You were going to give me something free. All I'm getting's a big corporate tax. And the Supreme Court rules it's a tax to private corporations offshore. It's globalism. It's world government. Just like if you go to all these countries looted by the globalists, like Spain and Portugal and Greece and all these other countries, they pay their money to foreign banks. They are captured. They are third world nations now. They are debtor nations by fraud. They don't even owe the money, most of it. And you know, I open almost every broadcast with that basic statement in one permutation or another, because if you don't understand that, you don't understand anything. This is corporate, anti-free market, monopoly capitalism using socialism and communism in the grassroots, compartmentalized, to make us dependent and poor and dumbed down and not virile and aggressive in business and life. It's domestication. And then above that, you've got the corporate management class and select groups that get the contracts from the government that are controlled by a super corporate group above that. So super corporate group on top of the pyramid, a government layer that controls and extracts the funds of the population, sends it to the top to be distributed back down to the mid and lower levels for social control. And none of this is even debated. If you watch Davos or read their reports every year, it's all public. World government, end of the family, rations to have food, forced sterilization, hell on earth. If you get a Club of Rome document that's public, same thing. Or a presidential decision directive or a State Department memorandum, like 200, it's all there. Or eco-science, 1,100 pages written by the White House science czar about the sterilants in the water and why they do it. 1974, the year I was born. He's now White House science czar. I mean, here's the deal. Here's what I want to say before I get into all the news. I am right. I have been correct. I'm sorry it's been scary for you. All I've done as a history bookworm was study history, discover what was happening currently 20 years ago, get involved, and I've been accurate. I've been right. about 95% because I'm only covering what they say. Let me explain this to you again for all of you in denial or who live in fantasy land and who think you can choose what reality you want to believe and you can choose what facts you want and twist things. I am telling you from a perspective of total research at a level probably not surpassed by anybody else in the opposition to tyranny. The people in the tyranny system have like 180, 200 IQs, but are totally ruthless and are way above me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm real smart here, but as for the general rabble, the unwashed masses, I am the best there is. I spend the most hours, the most time in focused research and really studying history and the globalist, and I know their plan. So I want to get this message across to all of you listening today. You are under scientific globalist attack. There is no doubt about it. World planetary technocracy, in their own words, is being established to carry out worldwide ultra-Hitlerian, beyond Hitler, extermination of the population. Now, once they've got their digital grid in place, it is not to empower humanity or even control humanity. It is to selectively restrict resources for total social engineering at a level you've never imagined. And so you have a decision to make. Do you want humanity to go to space? Do you want your children to have a future and grandchildren? Do you not want to be run by totally cold-blooded technocrats who think you're subhuman and need to be killed? If you decide that you don't want to be phased out, you may want to go watch football, have a good time, eat, drink, be merry. Just say, I don't care, whatever. Sign your kids over to the New World Order. Go ahead and comply. You might survive 20, 30 years. Maybe, if you're mid-level. Go ahead and make the conscious decision. Or make the decision to fight this. Because I want to explain something to you. Maybe 1% of people are going to be allowed to live under this. Okay? And that's in their own literature. They tell their low-level minions they're only going to reduce population by 80%. No, it's about 99%. So I want to explain to you. This might as well be an alien species coming and landing and taking over to do this to us. It's the same deal. But it's a group of psychopaths and sociopaths and inbred elites who are developing and perfecting a scientific total takeover system. Now, we're going to break down incredible breaking news on gun confiscation, FEMA martial law plans straight ahead. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. But just listen to that propaganda coming in here. Raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt. Dianne Feinstein came out this week and said, spying on you without warrants is not surveillance. It is the very essence of illegal surveillance. And as I predicted, federal courts are now using warrantless wiretaps in court. See, before they would tell the DEA or others, okay, you've got all this data, now go start a fake investigation to claim you got it some other way. Now they're using the coming out of it to say, you know what? We're going to use illegally obtained information. There's the New York Times. Federal prosecutors in policy shift cite warrantless wiretaps as evidence. And that's what my incredibly high-level government sources have said. They said, look, this whole NSA thing is just a rollout publicly in your face. And then I was basically laughed at. It's all very funny to these people. And then folks say, well, why don't you tell us who laughed at you? Well, then I won't have those sources. But I've had generals, colonels, admirals, high-level people across the board. And you can't tell whose side they're on. They're just telling you stuff that's going on, half the time laughing about it. But you know what? I think they're laughing about it because deep down they know it's so evil that they laugh about it because that makes them feel like at a subconscious level they have power over it. And why do I know that? Because that's what I do. The more evil something is, the more I laugh about it because I'm really freaked out. I'm really upset because I know this is all pointed at good people. Now, let me show you an article that's the top story on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's leaked video, FEMA preparing military police for gun confiscations and martial law. U.S. Army MP told Constitution may be suspended by Homeland Security. And we're going to play this unedited, except for the two cuss words that are paused. We cut the audio out on two cuss words. Unedited. And he started his camera, his iPhone. This member of the military police, Army military police in Arizona, once it started, and he called into the show Friday. He indeed, we gave him our code to one of our YouTube channels. He uploaded it. We checked his name, his info, checked out who he was, confirmed he's a member of the military police that just got out after a certain number of years, honorably discharged, we'll leave it at that, and was ready to release this info. And imagine you're in a meeting. And they go, we're here to brief you on the new command structure. FEMA is now over the Army in domestic operations and the National Guard. And under our mission, we will suspend the Constitution and we will help them disarm. We won't take the guns, but FEMA will. He starts taping at that point. And he goes, repeat that. And they go, well, we won't take the guns, but we'll be there to aid FEMA while they do it. Just like Katrina. They went to the high and dry rich neighborhoods, people with their own generators, happy, doing well, put them in handcuffs, took their guns. Any chance they can, the beta test. That's all on record. And then you've got all the mainstream news reporting that they're training to take on gun owners, veterans, returning veterans, Christians. I mean, it's all over the news. And billions of bullets and Homeland Security buys 2 million targets of the Tea Party to shoot. This is all mainstream news. Almost all of it is sent to us. We publish it. DrudgeReport.com picks it up. And then mainstream media is forced to cover it. But the point is that, let me just show you some articles. If you're a TV viewer at Infowars.com/show, there's a free video feed right there. If you're a radio listener, you can go pull all these up. I want to show you a few articles, though, just from this week, in context with this newest article that broke yesterday. We got the video Friday. The article went up Saturday. Army halts program that labeled Christians radical extremists. Briefings characterized conservatives as terror threat. Fox News, AP, others, after we covered it, got the memo by the Secretary of the Army saying suspend the program. Suspend the program. But the point here is it's worse than even the article Watson wrote at InfoWars, or it's worse than even what Fox did, because this is so over the chart. They said in the memo, and you can go read it, that if you give money to any Tea Party or Republican group, or the Libertarian Party, or if you give money to an evangelical group. By the way, I looked it up. Uniform crime statistics. Do you know what religious group has the lowest crime rate of any group? Guess what it is? It is evangelicals and then Buddhist. Because they don't see it as like all the Christian groups is separate. It's like, you know, they break them down in little subgroups. So it's evangelical, you can pull this up, and then Buddhist after that, and then Baptist after that. But the whole point is, imagine a totally legal, lawful groups. They're telling the military, you will be arrested if you are part of these groups or give them money. And then we made a big deal out of it, so the mainstream media had to cover it. The Army had to respond and say, okay, we're going to stop. There should be congressional investigations. Nixon began to get impeached and had to step down over having 100 FBI files on people and spying on them. A couple hundred people. This is thousands, millions of times that, actually, in the total spying. And nothing's happening. So here's that article at Infowars.com. Here's the Fox News article that breaks down the same thing. Fox News, exclusive Army halts training program that lists Christians as terrorists. Mainline Christians. Okay? Now, here's some other articles on the same subject. Here's Forbes, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion, who they see as their number one enemy. Okay? Now, I wanted to cover all that because here's a YouTube comment on our video that went up yesterday that has 155,000 views, probably get about 10 million when it's done. Military police leak FEMA gun confiscation plan. We're going to come back and actually play that audio for folks. idiots. It's called preparation, dumb bleepers. Thank God you're out now, he says, the military police person that just got out. They are taking worst case. They are teaching you. You're going into those scenarios without training. There are the same idiots that voted for Bush are creating panic. I didn't vote for Bush. I'm a constitutionalist, not a Republican or Democrat. Folks, let me explain something. The default position, if there's an earthquake in Los Angeles, is to go to the rich neighborhoods and take the guns. The default position in New Orleans with the areas in the hills, the $10, $20 million houses, literally, is to go confiscate your guns and then leave the looters, mainly the police looting, operating down in the flooded areas in the Ninth Ward. The default position, the police stood down in the riots in L.A. 21 years ago. It was the Koreans with their guns that stopped the burning of Los Angeles. So the default in the training we're about to come back and play you, the exclusive audio and video of, the default is, well, we're getting ready to suspend the Constitution. If we're given the order, we're going to suspend the Constitution. We're going to take the guns. We're going to shoot anybody. They actually talk about anybody that didn't turn their guns in, cold dead hands. And one military police guy goes, this is crazy. I don't like this. Starts taping it. And literally a minority of people who, by the way, I looked up this guy's account as military police, are like, well, yeah, we need to be ready to take the guns. Really, during a disaster, you come to my house to take my gun as if it's illegal for me to have a gun? My gun is for during an emergency. Every statistic shows it makes us more safe.
Do you understand how dark it is? How far down the line we are? How late it is?
I'm having trouble talking right now because during the breaks, I'm on Infowars.com looking at different articles and photos and videos. And now when they just have a checkpoint that's illegal or a shooting anywhere in L.A., they will set up checkpoints, and as families drive through, they will aim M4s right at people's heads. Even if the person doesn't look like the suspect, as an act of domination. And that's what this country's going under everywhere, is this idea that everyone's a criminal but the state, everyone's a criminal but big corporations and the criminal politicians with their taxpayer-paid-for jets and red carpets. We are being prepared politically to be absolutely raped up one side and down the other. But the video and the photos, I've got it on screen right now, of people pulling up to checkpoints, and you pull up, and they literally shove a gun in your face. And then the next car pulls up, and they shove a gun in your face. I mean, people say, well, how did Nazi Germany happen? Look at what's happening now. And the more compliant the public is, the more horrible things they're going to get. I was jogging yesterday and ran into a guy I see out there routinely. He was talking about how cops were giving people tickets a week ago because it was raining on the Greenbelt, and they say you can't go down there when it's raining. Didn't used to do that, but it's nanny state. And he said, well, listen, I get the nanny state's bad, and I know autism's up, and I know vaccines have a lot of bad stuff in them, but, you know, I actually work for the state and run the whole mapping system for the vaccines. And he said, I talked to a lot of scientists who've got autistic kids. They admit the vaccines are bad, but it's a cost-benefit analysis. We think it does more harm than good. So it's like Russian roulette. Well, it does paralyze you and does kill you and does, but statistically we think it helps overall, so we do it. And then you lie to the public and tell them everything's okay. And I went on to say, yeah, but what about the secret testing? I believe in vaccine technology. The problem is you can't trust this system because they've been caught putting stuff in it. And he goes, he and his girlfriend go, no, we agree with you. That's actually true. And I even shot video of this interview, but he said, don't air it. You don't have permission, so I won't. But the point is the people running it know it's horrible. They see the adverse reaction reports. It's an adverse reaction in Tuskegee. They would tell them it was vaccines and shoot them up with syphilis. They're like, well, that's in the past. Man, come on. Come on. Cancer's up 3,000% on average. We lead the world. They're killing us. And I've got their own admissions doing it. I think Ted Turner and David Rockefeller and all these people that are pushing this, you line up and you do it. Oh, but they're the stewards of humanity. They're the enlightened ones. And more I say, they're not the enlightened ones. They just like doing it to people. But the general public has been warned, and it does kind of go to their argument. I got to be honest, that this is all public and you don't care. I mean, if I could talk to top-level state health department people and they're like, yeah, I know there's an agenda. Yeah, I know. And they know they're targeted, but it's still okay. Well, then that kind of begs the question, doesn't it? Does the general public deserve what's happening? My thing is I can't join the elite, especially after all the stuff I've done to them. Actually, that's when they actually come after you and try to get you. The point is, I can't join them. I can't be part of shooting newborn babies up with stuff to lower their IQ. So they're too stupid to know they're being soft-killed. I mean, I just cannot be part of this. But then the howling mass of the population hates me even more than the elite do. So it's just like, what do I do? I'm here giving them absolute veritas, and they just want to kill me. They want to be brain damaged. They want to be robbed by Obamacare. They want to be hurt. And I have a loving soul. I'm not a sociopath, and I'm freaked out by it. I'm having a moment of clarity here, excuse me. I mean, I read the people who are enlisted military going, oh, big deal, we're trying to take the guns. That might need to happen someday. You don't take the guns during a breakdown of society. Guns in society secure during crises, and everyone knows that. It's just like you'll do any mental gymnastics to deny the situation we're in. Your own mainline army manuals that are given to even recruits and that are given to people in boot camp badmouth the founding fathers, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's confirmed that Fort Hood and other bases in general orders from the head generals, the major generals, told them you will not be in an evangelical group or give money to it, we'll arrest you. I mean, the whole government should be impeached right there. I mean, that is just even crazier than I thought it would be this early in. I mean, this is just insane. Reports all over the country that families can't pack their kids their own lunches under Bozo's wife's system, under the Health and Human Services with Michelle, food garbage. Eat the GMO, but your mom can't pack you a lunch. I mean, this country's turning into a huge prison. And you got these crooks parading around in front of us, and I'm just here trying to say this is not a good road we're going down. And so let me tell all you yuppies and trendies and sports fans something. If you don't get up off your giant whale butts, I don't even mean you're fat physically. I mean, you're spiritually lethargic. Job of the Hutt spiritually. We're going to lose everything. Let me go to this clip by a member of the military police in the Army in September getting a briefing on the new FEMA orders. You can see the video of your radio listener. It's red linked up on Infowars.com. And this is what's going on. During an emergency, to come take your guns and to kill you if you don't turn them in during a suspension of the Constitution. Okay, here's the clip.
Essentially, yeah, we pretty much at that time, your Second Amendment, all your rights, First Amendment, pretty much everything is just, is not that moment, just interrupted.
Yeah. So you said that martial law suspends their Second Amendment, so I'm not going to, but would you say we would take weapons from people?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah. That's what they do. But
I wouldn't agree with that either. I'm the Second Amendment. But
okay.
The Second Amendment, a moment of mark, we've lost all control. We're pretty much saying when the military moves in on your street, they are now saying you have no more rights for if you're going to second house. That's like the worst case scenario. So I'm saying the way they're not looking at it is when the guard is used, that's how it's going to be used.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be off on the street corner like, hey, unless you're like your system is going to be bent. You're not going to be involved in a riot and not really have any authority to do it.
No, you're not going to go knocking on doors and be like, all right, I need a shotgun. No. You're not going to like go up to each house and say...
Well, they did that in Katrina, that's why I'm asking. And if we're talking about hitting the fan, no, I'm not going to do it, but...
They're not going to do that necessarily. Well, it's more or less like, hey, go in your house, shut up, stay there. That's
okay.
Because the reason they have martial law in place is it's the lowest condition. Like you said, everything's already broken down. It's a last resort to change pretty much your last ditch effort to put back law and order into that community. That's why they got an extra car.
Okay.
Good question. I mean, they did that in Katrina, right? They just want to take what people have done.
Yeah. Which I think is bullshit, but.
That's enough. The full video is up on Infowars.com and PresidentPlanet.com right now. But you notice the commander's like, well, we did it in Katrina, so it's okay. Like Jeffrey Dahmer killed kids in the neighborhood earlier on. It's okay. They went, we have the video from ABC News and Fox, they went to rich areas, walked up, knocked on doors, people had their own power and said, and they would even blow the doors off safes to get their guns. Because the order was given by FEMA that all the guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to be armed. In fact, I want to come back in the next segment with that clip for folks in denial. Go to YouTube and type in Gun Confiscation Katrina. The first video is an NRA video with like 1,400,000 views. I know because I put it in the article yesterday with Kit. It's right at the first with the police chief saying all the guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to be armed. While the police were robbing Walmart and all the jewelry stores in the poor areas, the wealthy and middle class were all sitting in their houses with generators, sitting back doing totally fine. And here comes the U.S. Army and the Big Red One to take their guns and arrest them and then steal them. And by the way, they never got them back. They had congressional hearings about all this. But the issue is, during an emergency, this isn't just from Arizona. It's in the news. We've got the training manuals. The system is training that what you do to restore order is go kick down doors. He goes, we're going to kick down doors and take their shotguns. He goes, yes, to restore order. So they'll use a riot in one area of your city, 10 miles away, to come to your house and steal everything you've got. That is absolute treason. That is totally illegal. And we've got MPs and cops in this article commenting, going, yeah, that's what we do to restore order, idiots.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.
That's the reality of what we face. And I see countless army manuals that are public, bad-mouthing freedom, the family, gun ownership, returning veterans. I see the military training for gun confiscation and carrying it out every chance they can get. And then members of the military, including a highly decorated Navy SEAL veteran and others, came on my show this week, not just the whistleblower from the Army, and said high-level brass is now telling the non-commissioned officers there is a litmus test for gun confiscation. Will you confiscate the American people's firearms? And if we don't have a debate about this, the average coward out there thinks that if you deny bad things are happening, they go away. Or if you accept the bad things, it makes it okay. No, you resist and speak out against the bad things, then they have to back off. Just like a week after we and others started covering the Army teaching that evangelicals are terrorists, don't give money to them or you'll be court-martialed, the entire Tea Party's illegal, you'll be arrested if you're part of it or give money to it. We stood up and pointed out how incredibly illegal that is. The folks giving those orders should be arrested, not the people engaging in the First Amendment. I mean, if Nixon would have done anything near this, he'd be in jail, not just having to resign. I mean, this is light years ahead of anything I could even imagine at this point. And it shows how wicked the opposition to this republic truly is. Now, I have some other clips I want to play here dealing with several other issues. We're going to do that Captain America review here in just a minute because that's actually some positive news. And then in the next hour, we're going to get into arrest of people carrying guns legally in downtown Austin by the state police, of all folks. That is coming up. That video's up on Infowars.com. And Sheldon Adelson, the big casino owner, says in a video, and the Jerusalem Post covered it, nuke Iran, start the war. We're going to talk about that with Jim Mars coming up in studio and more. I've got some other news that I want to hit first before we go there. But the issue is, if we don't speak up against tyranny, it then becomes normalized. So the system demonizes promoting American ideas. Political correctness is about control of ideas. That's why the University of Denver in Colorado, and also the Boulder University as well, two Colorado universities came out and said, don't dress as cowboys, as Indians, as geisha girls, that's racist. We're going to kick you out of school if you do. There's no law. There's no regulation. Dressing up like a geisha girl doesn't put down Japanese folks. It's just a fun costume to put on. Dressing up like a cowboy doesn't put down cowboys. This is the mind control because they want us all fighting with each other while they're busy setting up their police state. They want to teach us that the threat is each other, not the foreign corporate interests that are above the law, tax exempt, who have diplomatic immunity fraudulently. They want us at each other's throats so they can roll in and take over the society. Now, briefly, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, don't forget this broadcast is listener-supported. We're not funded like NPR or MSNBC with tax money. Oh, you didn't know that MSNBC gets stimulus money from taxpayers? Oh, yeah. Rachel Maddow's raise came from that. No, we don't get any of your tax money. We sell the best books, the best films, the best Patriot t-shirts, the best Liberty items imaginable, dash cams that are hidden, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. But we also have a new ProPure, the best gravity-fed filter out there, system. We carry their entire line, promo code WATER, get 10% off, cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosate, all of it. This is the filter that I and my family use. When you go to the page, they have the new system out. Well, it's been out a few months. I finally got one and have been using it up here at the office and at home. It looks like a normal Brita filter, but it has an actual Pro One filter that cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosate. It doesn't just cut out bad taste. For $69.95, folks, no one. The filter itself ought to be $69. This technology is so amazing. Pro One DM, they've got it. The Pro One DM filter in a beautiful, nice, see-through, big pitcher. So this is amazing because you can get the Nomad system for $180. You can get some of the other systems for $209. The big stainless steel systems, they're great. This is so affordable, though, and it's free market. It's a great quality product. I researched and used, and it's right there at InfoWarsStore.com. The Pro Pure water pitcher, the Pro One DM filter, and so much more. It's as low as $54.95. With the Pro One systems that just literally cuts it all out. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase helps our news division, our magazine, the online site, the films we're making, everything as we go to the next level, funded by you through free will, free association. God bless you. We want to thank you. This is backordered, the only true atomic nascent iodine of this type, patented in the world. The laboratory cannot make any more until we upgraded. They had to even add more bottling facilities. We're getting more of it in a week and a half. It should be shipped out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Pre-order the nascent iodine for the thyroid, for blocking the sodium fluoride. InfoWars Life Survival Shield, nascent iodine dietary supplement at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the great InfoWars patriotic crew answering phones 24-7 at 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, I want to go to a Captain America piece I did Friday night when I hosted the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 o'clock Central. But first, let me give you some of what's coming up with Jim Mars in the next hour. Look at DrudgeReport.com. In fact, we actually punch up DrudgeReport.com. You can see it. The family with the dog, the nuclear family, how evil, driving along. States move to tax miles, black boxes and cars tell their trips. Oh, they magically, by law 2 years ago, put in black boxes that are designed to tax you by the mile. Gee, that happened by accident, kind of like evolution. Like a Swiss watch and the Sahara blew together. So now that's being covered by the LA Times as they get the slaves ready for the next level of gang rape. That's what this whole technocracy is about. Shifting gears, massive barge on San Francisco Bay, likely secret Google facility. That's reported by KPIX television, CBS News. Folks, Google is NASA. Google is the global corporate government. Google is on record spying. And they admit this facility is used to track every live Google Glass. Yeah, you're not just out with your Google Glasses. It's hooked into the NSA. You're now an agent of the NSA. Everything you do, including in bathrooms, uploaded to the system. And it's not that we have something to hide, like a rabbit does from a coyote. Actually, we do. If you lose your privacy, you lose your freedom. The basic system of slavery is you have no privacy. This is outrageous. Google is allowed to drive around with mobile cars with passcodes from the government, breaking into your computer, stealing your passcodes. Google on record was set up by NQTEL and the CIA. I'm the first to tell you that for more than 10 years. It's now public. Google is the tip of the iceberg, the top of the pyramid, in a submerged system of criminal activity. Eric Schmidt is obsessed that his girlfriends don't be seen, makes them wear bags over their heads. But then he wants to know everything you're doing. What a piece of trash. What a piece of garbage that he wants all his privacy, but you don't get your privacy. We have time to go to this Captain America piece? We're gonna do it the next hour then. As Jim comes in, we'll play that first and then go to Jim. Because I got to play the Captain America piece. In the new Captain America movie, I saw the trailer came out Thursday. I saw it Friday, came out Thursday. And then I went and I immediately knew what the trailer meant, but I went and looked at New York Post and New York Daily News and AP and said, we don't understand this trailer. So I went and found the spoiler. It's already been reviewed. The DHS are terrorists staging terror attacks. Captain America finds out about it and takes them out. Now, the point is, why would the government, which runs Hollywood, allow that? Because no one will even watch their propaganda if they don't tell the truth now. So very exciting to see some good messages in Captain America. That is coming up when we start the next hour. In fact, some stations don't care. We have a little five-minute segment we're about to start where I'm going to air the state police in downtown Austin arresting people for legal and lawful firearms. After last week, I was at the Alamo with an M4 strapped to my back with the Texas Land Commissioner giving a speech. This is the real civil rights movement. It's the law you can have these guns, but the police will still arrest you in an exercise of tyranny because only the state can have guns. Why is nascent iodine so important?
Nascent iodine is so important because it goes directly to the thyroid. It's not bonded to a salt, which means it doesn't have to be broken down, and it's the most usable form. It's what the body uses. It's what the body is designed to use. If you have low energy levels, if you have pains, if you have thyroid problems, if you don't feel up to par, well, they've proven now that the fluoride and a lack of iodine causes a decreased IQ because you have all this stuff that builds up inside your system and builds up and builds up. And that's why some people, when they start taking iodine, will have what's called a Herzheimer reaction or a detoxification reaction. But that's a good sign. That means you're detoxifying all that fluoride buildup, the mercury buildup in there, the bromine buildup in your system, and the chlorine buildup in your system. You don't want those things. All of those things have been proven as carcinogens. That's one of the reasons prostate cancer is on the rise, too, is because prostate takes up iodine. And the men that are lacking iodine causes the prostate to become cystic and causes the prostate to swell and eventually leads to prostate cancer. There's been an extreme rise in polycystic ovarian disease, PCOS, with women, fibrocystic breast disease, because iodine is stored in the breast tissue, the ovaries, the prostate glands in men. It's utilized by every single cell in the body.
Why does this almost taste good compared to other iodine that tastes horrible? That's because it's real iodine, atomic form.
We wanted something that's going to go straight into the bloodstream and straight into the thyroid gland. We wanted to put it in a vegetable glycerin base. That's a USP kosher certified vegetable glycerin base. And that product is not tested on animals, it's vegan friendly, it's gluten free, it's GMO free.
Of all the things I've done, Nascent Iodine was just absolutely amazing. So we developed with Dr. Group a double strength, low price, InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield, the Atomic Nascent Iodine, available right now. If you want to see the video and you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com/show. It's a very important article. Texas police assault legal gun owners. I'm very ashamed of my state that we've been seized and captured like this. But here is Ja'Kari Jackson's report from the Capitol yesterday. I'll be narrating. This is the cutting edge of civil rights, where your guns are legal and lawful and the cops will arrest you. If it's in your rifle, you know, carrier, gun rack in your car. Now, long rifles are legal. Handguns aren't openly displayed. Well, these are black powder 1898 pre. So they're totally legal. They show them the law.
What kind of world do we live in when police officers refuse to obey the law?
Read the law! Read the law! Read the law!
They're chanting at state police, read the law, as they twist a guy's arm viciously, who's not resisting, and then they try to, and they grab his arm in a torture move later. Their number one enemy is the Second Amendment, I'm telling you.
Hey, we got another one. Two oath breakers.
Let him out.
All right.
He did not break the law.
Hey, sir, put your hands behind our
shoulders. You have to give him, you got
to
issue him.
In order for it to be a handgun, it's got to meet the requirements of Chapter 46. It doesn't.
You cite the law under which you're arresting him.
Man, these cops are so aggressive. I mean, you know they got these jobs just like a push people around. It's so cowardly. Don't join a jiu-jitsu gym or something. Go do MMA, Mr. Tough Guy. Go fight other men. Now watch him grab his arm. Not resisting. Look at the cop, man. He's just bam. Any chance. The gun owner is the number one enemy. Any real American's number one enemy around here. CJ Grisham, I like grab on him.
Battery. Let me get his name.
Hands off me.
By the way, whether you agree with these wars or not, Grisham's been in 19 years in the Army, 10 tours of combat. The guy they're grabbing on. I mean, 10 tours of combat compared to these idiots that spend all day acting tough on citizens.
He has plenty of room. He has plenty of room right here. Sir, you may be subject to arrest. For what? Under what violation?
Sir, you stand in front of the vehicle.
Reason I know is I saw his jacket when he was out at the gun rally. It had 10 tours of combat operations on one arm and on the other. The point is, it just shows these police are trained as warriors, but we're the enemy. That's why you don't have militarized police, because they're trained to kill people, break things, as if we're an enemy. They're peacekeepers. Yeah, Jukari has the state police guy shove into him. Because they think, you know, if you're a citizen, you're dog meat. You're there to provide tax money, and that's it.
Tough guy.
You're there for their ego, and that's it. There'll be robots in place soon. These people won't matter. That cop's been injected probably with over 100 cancer viruses. But when he dies, he'll worship the government. As he dies from the chemical weapon and bioweapon, he will beg them. He will worship them.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just witnessed is the police state. Two citizens were lawfully carrying pre-1899 revolvers. Under Texas Penal Code 46.
It's all about the cops and their. They feel threatened. I feel threatened by a government that doesn't think I should have guns. I feel threatened by the foreign banks that run this country.
Texas DPS just arrested two people for not carrying a firearm, for lawfully carrying a firearm. So when they say they're not,
this is the real tip
gun,
of the spear for liberty. We salute everyone that's part of Open Carry worldwide. Not just here. Our fight is not just in the Republic. It's worldwide for humanity. We'll be back with the Captain American piece. It's a few minutes long. And then Jim Mars in studio.
Now you can watch Alex Jones live at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
You can also browse the network, the InfoWars Nightly News,
and over 60 movies and documentaries all together in one place.
You can watch the Alex Jones Radio Show live as it happens.
So check it out, InfoWars.com/show.